Hello, everyone. We are in the middle of Simon Mem Zayin. We want to cover the next couple of Seifim, very important Seifim, in the Halachas of Berachas HaTorah. We're on page 152, Mem Zayin, Seif Hey. Okay, Seif Hey and Vav really go together. And the topic over here is the Bracha of Asher Kedushan, V'Tzav, V'Tzvan, L'Asak, B'Di, V'Tara, Harav, Na, Hashem, Elokeinu, V'Chule, V'Chule. Is that one Bracha, or is that two brachas? And there are two main nafkamins before knowing this. It's two brachas. Also, nafkamin, obviously, if you're going to add another bracha to your mea brachas or not, is the two nafkamins that are discussed over here in Sif Hei and Vav. Sif Hei tells the bracha of the Torah, Shir Kedishon, Zivanu, Al Divrei Torah, V'arav Na'ev V'asher Bachar Banu. If you notice over here, it says V'ha'arav Na, which is the first nafkamin over here. Do you put a Vav before V'arav Na, or is it just Harav Na? If it's one bracha, so it's v'harav na, it's continuation from what you were just saying last sogvi divrei Torah. And if not, then it would just be harav na as a new bracha. And therefore, the mechaber you see over here is passing that this is all one bracha. It's all one bracha. Okay, and therefore that is the halacha. That's how we're going to pass it. We're going to be choshesh that it's all considered one bracha, and therefore we're going to add in the vav into the bracha. You notice over here the nosach of the mechaber is zvano al divrei Torah. Our nosach is lasok b'divrei Torah, as we point out over here in sifkat and ches u'mirim b'naroseinu lomar lasok b'divrei Torah. And then he says again, yachol lomar brachas asher bachar banu. Even though I says asher bachar banu, I chose you. Okay, and the ger was not chosen as it was before. And nevertheless, he could still say asher bachar banu. He could still say the bracha of asher bachar banu. Okay, so those are the two different nusachs. Then we get to see vav, and that is going to the there. So now he just points out, as he already paskin over here, and see, hey, omer v'arav im vav. We say v'arav na im vav. Then the Ramah says v'yesh omerim below vav. Some say that do without a vav v'chei nahugu, and that was the minhag. However, aval yoter tov lomer b'vav, but the Ramah himself thinks it is better to go ahead and say it with the vav, and that is how the Mishnah Berurah also says over here in Sifkat and Yud Beis at the end v'chei nahagin kayom lomer b'arav b'vav. That is the minhag. That's what's printed, I think, in all the sidurim. You say v'harav nashem elokeinu esdivei torascha because it's all considered one brach. The other nafkamina that comes out of this is also, especially on nights like Lel Shavuos, Hashanah Rabbah, when someone's patering you in the bracha, when do you say amen? Okay, if it would be two separate brachas, you would say lasok b'divrei Torah. You would answer amen at that point, and then you would answer now another bracha at the end of the next bracha of v'harav na. However, that is not how we pass. We are choshesh. That is all considered one bracha. And therefore, after lasok b'divrei Torah, you're not supposed to answer amen. Okay, he does mention this also over here. After, right there in the Sifkat Yud Beis, right after he told us to say the minhag, say it with the vav. Uli inyan an yes, amen. Achar lasok b'divrei Torah yesh doed b'in achronim v'rov achronim etzadim shalol lanos amen. Therefore, if you're saying it out loud and you're not pattering people, he says you should say it belachash. You should say it quietly. However, obviously, if you're pattering people, you cannot say it quietly. You would have to say it out loud, and you would not answer an amen in this case. Okay, so those are the two nafkaminas, or the two of the nafkaminas that come out, whether lasok b'divrei Torah harav na is considered one bracha or it's considered two brachas. Now, the whole essence of the bracha asok b'divrei harav na shel elokeinu divrei Torah techa, says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkaten Ches. Going back to Sifkaten Ches, no. Sifkaten Tes. This is v'yesh l'didaktik in the whole siv etzeinu v'etzeinu. We have the nosach to add in tzeinu v'etzeinu, meaning our descendants and our descendants' descendants, meaning our children, our grandchildren, and so on. Why? Anyone who himself is a Talmud Chacham, and his son and his grandson, all are also our Talmud Chachamim. Shuv eina Torah posekes mizaro. The Gemara tells us that that's a promise that the Torah will never leave his tzitzain. You don't really have to say tzitzainu, because even one tzitzai would be included all your tzitzainu, all your descendants. However, the nusach by most people is to say both, and therefore that is That's because of this promise that we want our children and grandchildren to be oskim b'Torah. And therefore, in the next Mishnah, very, very importantly, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud, and you can already start this right now, even though you're not married yet, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud, v'tomi tiyat tfilah sa'av ya'em shkura b'fiyem lispal abneyem shiulomdei Torah v'tzadikim umbalamidos Torah. So a parent must always be davening for his children, that they should be oskim the Torah, Tamil Chachamim, Balimides Toros, Tzadikim, that should always be on their lips, davening for constantly. Okay, Alakas Nair Shabbos night, Friday night, and obviously over here, when we're saying the brachos of La Sukhba Divrei Torah, Arav Na, Hashem Elokeinu Divrei Torah, we have to be davening for our children, and in the bracha of Ava Rabba also is a great time to be davening for these things, because it also is in the same concept as he says over here. V'chavin me'o v'berchas Ava Rabba, says the Mishnah Berurah, u'berchas Torah, b'shashar v'minyan, achtav etzeinu, v'chein k'shomer uval etzion. We said, l'man lo niga l'rik v'lo neila l'be'lo, they should not bear children for naught. What does it mean, bear children for naught? Bear children who are not going to mekayim Torah mitzvahs, that's kilu for naught, and therefore we want them to mekayim the mitzvahs, and therefore Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinson points out with Dibas of Tamid, Betochen Dvar Shaykh Leberchas Harav, all this is in the bracha of Harav Na Hashem Elokeinu. As the guys who have been in the chug in the past years and this year know that we work on very strongly to try and have kavana for the bracha b'arav na Hashem Elokeinu, to constantly have that in mind for ourselves, for our children, for all of Klal Yisrael, to be constantly connected to the Torah with avas haTorah. Okay, so that has to be, that we have to be constantly davening for our children. And once again, you can start already right now. Okay, Rav Berkowitz, or Yitzchak Berkowitz, has a question: why we say Asher Bachar Banu? After last Sukhbi Divrei Torah, we said before the greatest brachas Asher Bachar Banu. Why do we then leave it for the end to go ahead and say the bracha? He wants to tie into that. Perhaps if you said Asher Bachar Banu first by accident, you wouldn't be allowed to say the other brachas because you are made the better bracha before the other brachas. However, l'chor l'fira Moshe that we saw yesterday, l'fira Moshe that they're really shtei in yonim nifradim. Okay, they're two totally different in yonim, and therefore we have two different brachas of Torah. L'chor, that's not so pasha that even if you set them out of order, you would not be allowed to go ahead and say it again. So that is halachas vav, hey and vav. Zayin and Ches are also very much a very important unit, and that goes back to what we started talking about yesterday, and that is the bracha of Ava Rabba or Avas Olam to be Yotzi Birchas the Torah before by those things. So we know, really, one's supposed to say the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu in Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, that's the real Iker Birchas the Torah. However, as we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Ava Rabba, Avas Olam has the same inyanim talked about in that bracha. And therefore, we understand that you could be Yotzei B'Divrei Birchas the Torah by saying just that bracha. Just by saying that bracha, give me Yotzei Birchas the Torah. Fine. This is very shaykh when people are besfekas. You get to Marav and you're besafek, you took a long nap, you don't know, could you say Birchas Torah, could you not say Birchas Torah? We'll talk about that later on. What type of nap maybe would require you to make a new Birchas Torah? But let's say you're besafek, so always you could have in mind an Avas Olam to be Yotzei Birchas Torah, and therefore you wouldn't have to worry about learning after Marav without having a Birchas Torah in that case. So that's let's see the halachas if one wants to be Yotzei. Says the Mechaber over here, seems Zayin. Birkas Avas Olam Poteres Birchas Torah Im Lomad Miyad Beli Hefsik. So you say over here, number one, Avas Olam, or for that matter, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Siv Katan Yigimel, obviously, Nukat Avas Olam, Lefim at the Pasuk, Kamen Sin Samach, Siv Al, the Mechaber over there, Svardim always say Avas Olam. They never say Ava Rabba. They don't make differences between the morning and the night, and therefore he just says Avas Olam over here. Aval, if either Ramah, Aval, Ramah, Sham, Omri, Ava Rabba, Shachris, Pashit, Duatim, Birchas, Avas Olam, Baris, Gan Kain, Shapoter. Is it Pashit that both of them are going to work, even though Ava Rabba is a little bit longer of a bracha, has a more Shvachim, nevertheless, you are going to be Yotzei Birchas Torah either with Ava Rabba or with Avas Olam. For Svardim, both times with Avas Olam is for sure going to work. Fine. Now, it says over here, the first Tnai is that you have to Lomad Miad Beli Hefsik. You have to learn right away without a Hefsik in order for it to be Yotzei Birchas Torah. We'll see later on, even by regular Birchas Torah, we learn right out, we're Machber to learn right afterwards. Kal Vachomer over here, when you want to use Avas Olam Ava Rabba to be Yotzei Birchas Torah, you have to learn right away. Why? As Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson points out, because it's not nicker, it's not recognizable that you're using this as Birchas Torah, and therefore we want to do the mice of learning Torah right afterwards to show, to make a mice of the show that the Ava Rabba, Avas Olam, was a Birchas Torah also included in the Birchas Kriyat Shema over here. Okay? So therefore you're supposed to learn right away. Fine. See the Mishnah Berurah over here, a couple of Mishnah Berurahs over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, Yudalid, why does it poteres? He says, Sheesh ba me'ein berchas Torah, but tabli bein lil mo lila midli shvor lasas l'kayim. It's mamash what we talk about in the berchas Torah. Ulechora, midisasa mashra da filo kivein beis abracha liv torbaz zeh, berchas Torah sagi. Comes over here and brings in the other din over here. You have to know is, what did you have to have kavana when you say avas olam avarab? He says, it's mashra the mechaber, he doesn't say you have to have kavana for this. It works. It's mashra even if you didn't have kavana at the time of avarab, avas olam, that would work. The Bir Lacha is not convinced over here. And Dir Masal Poteris, he goes, Bir Lacha, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. And for sure he says, if you had negative kavana, you had kavana not to be yotzei berachas Torah. Let's say you want to say berachas Torah, okay? And you didn't have a chance to say him before daf. You don't want to be yotzei through Avu Rabba. So for sure, if you have negative kavana, I don't want to be yotzei right now, you'll be allowed to say Birchas Torah after davening. Stam kavana is like the suffix over here. Stam, I didn't think about it. However, if you didn't think about it, but then after, well, I needed to say Birchas Torah, it's nighttime, I have a suffix. If you learn right after davening, then it's going to be considered as if you said Birchas Torah, even though you didn't have specific kavana when you sat down to do it. Okay, so that is, hey, number one, you have to learn right afterwards. Number two is better to have kavona when you're saying avas olam avarabba. Even if you only had stanka, but you didn't necessarily think about it, as long as you learn right away, you'll be yotzei this din. Okay, you'll be yotzei this din. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sifan Tezvavim Lamad, the Birkas Ava Rabba came in and Nitkana Ekele Kriyachma, Lo Mischazi Lishem Birkazel, El Bishonamiyat. It's not Mischazi. I said before, like Rebbe Sol says, it's not Mischazi. It does not look like Birkas Torah unless I learn right away. Therefore, I have to learn right away. The Katal of Bush. Sha'af imit palel v'simat filo einor kavazahavsa. If you say miad, so I have to stop in the middle of Birkas Kriyachma and learn something right then? So he says, no, as long as you do it right after you finish davening, that's not considered a hasa kem shachar kachlam miyad. As long as you learn right after davening, if it's shachar, so you really learn after they finish in kelokeno or the yom in chutz la'aretz, you sat down and learn, that would be good enough. And marif, as long as you're right after aleinu, right after kaddish, and then the davening, you sat down and learn, that would be good enough in order to be considered learning right after davening. And that gets it, so that really brings us into the next sif, and that is, if all I have to do is learn after saying Birchas Torah, so what I'm learning right after saying Birchas Rabbah, what do I do right afterwards? I say Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I'm going to say Psukim right now. So why do I have to learn after the davening? Gufa, I'm learning, I'm doing saying Shema Yisrael. Shouldn't that work for my Limud Torah right after Avar Rabbah, Avas Olam? And that's the next Mechaber over here, he has a suffix over here, if Kriyat Shema works for this whole thing. Meaning, if we're going to say Kriyat Shema works for this whole thing, really, we said before, Stam Kavana works as long as you learn. Now, if Kriyat Shema is considered learning, basically you just go through your regular Seder of Davening and it'd be Yotzei Birkas HaTorah. You said Avarabah without really thinking. You said Kriyat Shema so you learn Torah, and you'll be Yotzei everything. Okay, so it says over here, the Mechaber, Yeshli Stapik, Isavagi Bikori Kriyat Shema Samach Lamiyad Bili Hasik. Is it good enough if you just say Kriyat Shema right away without a Hasik, which is our normally way of Davening? V'lachei, since it's only a suffix, yesh li zal levarach berkas haTorah kodem avas olam, since it's all a suffix, we're going to be stuck if you end up saying, doing this without saying berkas haTorah beforehand. And I didn't really think about anything. I just said kriyat shema. And an hour later, I just, whoa, I never said berkas haTorah. According to these two psukim, you would not be allowed to say berkas haTorah because I've already been yotzei with my stam kavana and the fact that I said kriyat shema. However, you see over here, it's really only a suffix, and therefore, it's a very big machlok as opposing to how do we pass. And says over here, the Mishnah Berurah, Sikotin Yedzayin. Diyesh lomar de kriyat shema havi rak kedivrei tefila. What's the other side to say, unless you're saying psukim? Just like we mentioned earlier on, there's certain parts of tefila, you're not doing it l'shem limud Torah, you're doing it l'shem tefila. You say kriyat shema, you're doing l'shem the mitzvah kriyat shema and the tefila. So therefore, it's not really like learning. Kevin Omer said l'shem limud, you're not doing l'shem limud. V'ayin bebir agra, the gra comes out l'maisa shel chiyach bepshitas de'ein kriyat shema mol azeh. The gra holds for sure kriyat shema does not work for this din. And the Eli Rabba holds like this, and therefore many of the Achronim do not allow you just to rely on Kriyat Shema alone.
It's there.
Dimkara kriya. So therefore, that is really the bottom line. Halacha is we are choshesh. It does not work. You would have to go ahead and do a real limud after davening. Two exceptions to this rule. One, hopefully, is not so common. One is if, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Hemshech, v'nira dimkara kriyat shema la'achar zman kriyat shema. Davi kikori b'torah. If you're saying kriyat shema now in davening and you missed zman kriyat shema, let's say even if you said kriyat shema already, and therefore you're just putting kriyat shema, you're finished now zman kriyat shema, it's past kriyat shema, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's posh, it's going to work. Why? Because now when you're saying kriyat shema, it's not l'shem the mitzvah, it's not l'shem, only you're doing it in order to korei psukim before davening shmona esrei. Therefore, it's kikori b'torah. Esher de kuli elmein tzarech lasu levarech afilu imlamad achakach miyad. You would not have, in this case, if you said kriyat shema, you would not have to learn the miyad eretz or davening since you're saying kriyat shema achrei dizman. The second option is Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal. It's mash over here at the end of Dibur Masav Arabis, but this is how Rav Nevinsal holds. Halach lamais, it's not only his Eitzah earlier. Achronim mentioned it, okay, it's a little bit of a chiddush. He says if Rechoshish, the Kriyat Shema does not work, that's if you read Kriyat Shema Kiragil. However, if all you have to do is repeat one of the psukim in Kriyat Shema. You say, that was the same Kriyat Shema, and I repeat it again. That was the same Limud Torah. Now that extra time where I'm kofel the pasuk, that is now nicker that I'm doing l'shem Limud Torah. So therefore, that would work in a case. You want to be honest, you're afraid you're going to forget after davening. By the time it's actually in Shacharis, 20 minutes are going to pass between the time you're going to say Kriyat Shema and then Avarabba and the time you're going to finish davening. You're going to afraid you're going to forget to learn right afterwards. And therefore, you're going to speak Kofel, Apostle, and Kriyat Shema, and you'll be Yotzei, your Birkas HaTorah, the Limud of Birkas HaTorah, like that. The Chiddush is that it's not considered a Hefsek in your davening. At the end of the day, all of a sudden you can't just like pick up a Gemara and start learning out loud in the middle of davening. That Marino Rabbeinu Nevinsal is not Choshesh for. He said it is not a problem, and therefore you'll be allowed to go ahead and continue like that. Okay, fine. Now, what if you forget to say Birkas HaTorah, and you remember after Birkas Avas Olam? Okay, so what's going to come out L'maisa? L'maisa like this. If you have Kavana, for sure, you're going to be Yotze. If you do not have Kavana, you do not learn, then we're going to say you're not Yotze, you just still have to say Birkas HaTorah again. Okay, that would be Allah L'maisa between if you learn, or you did not learn. Okay, we mentioned before, it's not considered a Hefsik if you learn right after your Seder Ayom. And the last thing is, what if you remember in the middle of Psuki Dezimra? You remember in the middle of Psuki Dezimra that you not say Berachas HaTorah, what should you do? Should you say Berachas HaTorah right now? Or should you be Samech on Avos Olam? Or should you wait till afterwards, let's say, after davening to say Psuki Dezimra? And the end of the day, we pask in Alach L'maisa that you say, go ahead and say Berachas HaTorah on the spot. You can say Berachas HaTorah in the middle of Psuki Dezimra. Because at the end of the day, we're ma'afer that psukim might be Limud Torah also. We don't want to say extra psukim, even though they're derech tefillah without berachas Torah. So you can go ahead and say berachas Torah in the middle. You wouldn't say Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha. All those, even just go ahead and start saying psukim to Zimra, okay? As that would be l'chora l'shem, your limud right after the regular berachas Torah. That would work. Since you're having kavana, that would be your limud right after psukim to Zimra. L'chora, that would work. Once you get to the Yotzer Me'arot, after that, and then we're not mafsik at all. You're not mafsik berachas Torah. And at that point, you would either have Kavana and Avos Olam or Avarabba, or you would go ahead and just have Kavana not to be Yotzi and Avarabba and say your Berachas HaTorah after davening. Adkan for today.